What we eat has long been defined by different charts and graphics. Weird Al probably used the food pyramid. Well, it might be back. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the HHS secretary, is talking about bringing the relic back. The Trump administration might reinstate the food pyramid as early as next month. The visual is expected to focus on protein and whole foods, which Kennedy has long endorsed as he aims to steer the public away from ultra-processed food products. The rise of the food pyramid. Over the years, the U.S. tried to make recommendations on what Americans should eat and create visuals so that it was easy to understand. In 1984, the food guide was released in a pyramid format. The width of the pyramid level roughly indicated the proportion of food servings. You remember this. At its base were bread, rice, cereal, and grains, which should have the largest servings. At the apex were fats and sweets, which should be consumed sparingly. I'm actually looking at the graphic now from when I was a kid growing up. At the bottom of the pyramid was bread, cereal, rice, and pasta. They recommended 6 to 11 servings a day. That's a lot, especially now when people are cutting back on bread. Middle of the pyramid, they recommended 2 to 4 servings of fruit and 3 to 5 servings of vegetables. As you got near the top, milk and yogurt and cheese, 2 to 3 servings a day were recommended. Meat, fish, eggs and nuts, 2 to 3 servings a day were recommended. And then at the top of the pyramid, fats, oils, and sweets, it always said use sparingly. In 2011, the U.S. abandoned the food pyramid in favor of what is called My Plate. Do you remember My Plate? It was actually a plate that represented what the average person should eat based on dietary guidelines. The My Plate's recommendations were pretty easy to follow. Half the plate, roughly, should contain fruits and vegetables, a quarter of the plate for grains and proteins, and a quarter of the plate, roughly, for protein like meat. Then on the graphic, they actually had a smaller plate they set aside for dairy. It was supposed to be sparingly for dairy. So now they're talking about bringing back the food pyramid. People are nervous in the health field because they don't know what Robert Kennedy will decide to put on the pyramid, how it'll be laid out, all of that stuff. But the food pyramid could be coming back before the end of the year. Up next, we stick with the food theme. Restaurant prices are up. Tariffs on very popular products appear to be going away, so we could see a decrease in the grocery store. We'll let you know what products those are up next. We all grocery shop, right? You spend a lot more of that money in the grocery store. There's no doubt about that. Restaurant prices continue to climb as the year goes on. Global supply issues, tariffs, the effects still lingering, labor shortages, and extreme weather are driving up food and beverage costs. Beer, burritos, burgers, coffee all saw year-over-year price increases, with cold brew coffee going up the most. That's my favorite. I love the cold brew. And the lighter brown, the better. I'm a coffee wimp. But cold brew coffee prices are going up big time. Let's run through a little bit of this. How about beer? The median monthly price on beer on restaurant menus is up 2.5% over last year. It doesn't seem like a lot, right? But every category almost is up. That's up 2.5%. Burgers. The monthly price of burgers on menus is up 3.2% compared to last year due to decreasing herd sizes, production costs at meatpacking plants, export demands, droughts. They've all collectively pushed meat prices higher in recent years. How about burritos? Have you ever noticed the burrito the size of your head is getting smaller? It's not the size of your head anymore. And prices are up. The median monthly price of burritos on restaurant menus up 3.3% from last year. That cold brew coffee I was telling you about, it's up 4.7% from last year. Coffee, hot coffee, up 3.2%. Coffee's had a lot of issues. Weather has been a big thing in the bean belt, down like in Latin America and on the other side of the world. It's been drought. Stricken. So weather's been a big deal, and also some flooding. Tariffs have also really impacted coffee significantly. So to that end, the Trump administration says that import taxes on coffee and bananas will be lowered as part of new trade deals with four Latin American countries. Those countries are with Argentina, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Ecuador. Big coffee countries, big banana countries. As a matter of fact, Guatemala and Ecuador are the biggest exporters of bananas to the U.S. So tariffs will remain in effect, the reciprocal tariffs from those countries, but the deals will exempt products that cannot be produced in the U.S., quote, in sufficient quantities. Here's the loophole they're throwing out there. If they can't make it here in big quantities, the tariffs will go away. That means things like coffee and bananas would be exempt. Last week, you might remember the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, vowed to lower coffee prices. They're up about 20% this year. He also, at that time, signaled relief on bananas and other fruits. So now, coffee, cocoa, and bananas are being singled out as examples of imports from the four Latin American countries that are poised to escape tariffs. So that cup of coffee is not going to go up as much. Do any of us really think it's going to go back to what it was or go down? My guess is it never stays long-term below what it was before this whole thing started, but it will, at the very least, cease to continue to rise, according to experts. Let's check out the WTMJ Annex Wealth Management Market Update. The NASDAQ on the day was up 30 points. The Dow on the day was down another 309. The S&P was down 4. Okay, so the markets have had a rough week. So I wanted to look at this. The NASDAQ year to date, okay, let's look at the big picture. Year to date, the NASDAQ is up 19%. 19% if your investments are in the NASDAQ. That's how the year has gone. How about the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which has really had a rough week? Year to date, though, the Dow is up 11%. It's up 11% on the year. The S&P 500, I mentioned it was down a little bit today. Year to date, the S&P 500 is up 14.5%. It has been absolutely soaring.